Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
My special guest is in the studio. It's Pat Burley from Learning Links, and we're going to chat about volunteering opportunities as part of our Vectis Volunteers series. I can't talk, Pat.
That's fine.
Are you
I can
all right?
Talk.
Can
yeah.
you talk for
yeah,
both
I
of
can
us?
Talk.
Good. Well, I'm glad you can. Anyway, thanks for coming in, Pat.
You're welcome.
Did you fight your way through the traffic as well?
Yeah, trying to avoid the puddles. Everywhere seems to be flooded.
I know. But so the obvious opening question is, for me and for everybody else listening who hasn't heard of you, tell us what Learning Links is and what it does.
Okay, Learning Links is a charity who are based in Portsmouth and in Newport on the island. In Newport, we're in Pyle Street, so quite central. And we support people who are looking to return to employment. We have a contract with Age Friendly Ireland to support particularly the over 50s to get them back into work, or to look at changing direction. If you're fed up of the job that you're in and you want to look at something else, then we can help.
Okay. Is it just for people over 50 or
not? No, we can cover all age ranges. We've particularly got a programme that's on at the moment that's helping people who are looking to take up self-employment, maybe looking at working for themselves, either full-time or part-time, and it's to give an insight into what you would need to do to prepare for that, things like business planning your finance, the boring bits.
Yeah.
And to make it a bit less boring, we run it on a fun basis, calling it Junk to Funk, and you can do a little make. We've had people make tea light holders, we've had people refurbish chairs over Christmas, people making door wreaths and Christmas decorations. Anything that you make, you can take away with you.
Okay.
It's completely free of charge, 1 week for 8 weeks.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to come join us, the only you have to not be in employment.
Okay. And where does the title Learning Links come in then? What's that about? Is it so that you acquire the skills you need to change your job?
Or to move forward.
Yeah.
Okay. We have different strands on the island is around supporting people who either want to change jobs or who want to get into work.
Okay. So anybody who's currently in a job could still qualify for your support.
Yes.
If they just express an interest and say, I'm not sure what else I could do, but I really feel I need
That's
to make
right.
a change.
We've got a National Career Service contract, which people think of the Career Service as being something you access when you're looking to leave school.
Yeah.
But you can actually access it right up until 65.
Wow.
And if you want a careers appointment, we can book you an individual 1 hour appointment with a careers advisor who can just sit down and go through the options with you.
Well, that's
and maybe suggest a way to go.
Well, you see, I never knew that, and that's marvellous. So even up to retirement age, you can still get careers advice.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
We have people beyond retirement age who come in who want a little bit of a job.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to sit at home watching daytime TV all day.
No,
or
who does?
Or listening to the radio.
Well,
sorry about that.
They might want to listen to Vectis, though, wouldn't they? Yeah, they'd make an exception to listen to us, wouldn't they, Pat?
They would.
Yeah.
They would, certainly.
Thanks. That's right. You can stay.
Okay.
But we're on the Vectis Volunteers slot now. So what opportunities are there for people who might want to get involved and volunteer with Learning Links?
Okay, we've got a couple of main opportunities. Our office in Newport has a ground floor reception, and we have people who man that reception to meet and greet people, to show them where they need to go, to help, you know, make them a cup of tea when they come in, make them feel welcome. So we want people with smiley faces.
Yeah.
People who you want to go in and talk to.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice that the people we've got volunteering doing that are doing it for a variety of reasons. Some of them, it's they're lacking in confidence and they want a bit of a confidence boost.
Yeah.
Some of them, they're doing it because they may have been out of work a long time and need a reference to help them get into employment. Some of them are doing it just because they don't want to sit at home all day.
Yeah.
They want to get out and meet people.
Okay, so there's opportunities for people who want to do reception and be like a host, be a receptionist in the true sense of it. What other avenues might there be for people?
For helping out with some of the courses we run. We run an IT workshop. We can start with, this is how you switch the computer on.
Okay.
We get a lot of people who want to come and learn how to use email, learn how to use Facebook or LinkedIn for work.
Yeah.
Or just want to learn how to use Word to type a CV up or write a letter. So we can tailor it. We'll tailor it individually to what you need. And what I need is volunteers who aren't necessarily a whiz with the computer, but who just know the basics, who can sit with somebody and help talk them through what they need to do.
Yeah, okay. So that's two. Are there any others that you could mention while you've got the attention of the world?
Yeah, we do drop-in sessions for people who are looking for work so that they can have access to the facilities, to the computers that they haven't got computer access at home. And people who are applying for jobs may get stuck with, you know, some of these horrendous online applications that you've got to go through. We'd like volunteers to come in and support with that and help people who are applying for work who maybe get stuck with applications.
That whole area of online activity is a big one, isn't it? Because, I mean, I'm fairly computer literate. In fact, I'm very computer literate. I use a computer every single day, use it all the time, you know, writing, emailing, websites, all the stuff. But even I, when it comes to actually doing something online, you have to be so careful.
That's right.
Pressing the right button. You know, ticking the right box can have a big effect.
And
it can make you panic, can't it?
And you have to watch what information you're putting out there.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you don't want to be giving everybody your bank account details.
No, you don't. Yeah.
So we can go through things like staying secure on the internet with people.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yes, it is,
Is it still the case, do you think, in your experience, that people, in quotes, of a certain age are still quite scared of internet and less able to use it? Or is all that changing now, do you think?
It is changing, but there will always be people who are a bit scared of it.
Yeah.
And we've had younger people who don't want to use computers. You know, you imagine youngsters of today, computer games, using their iPhones all the time.
Yeah.
But some of them are not confident in using the computers.
That's interesting.
That surprised me.
Yeah,
surprised me.
And me.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are lots of different ways that people can get involved.
Yes.
So if anybody out there does like the sound of it, how could they find out more or how could they get in touch with you, Pat?
Okay. We're in Pyle Street in Granary Court, which is 128 Pyle Street. It's practically across the road from Dower House Doctor's Surgery.
Yeah, I know it.
You can call in and see us there, talk to one of our volunteers.
Is that just normal office hours?
Yes, 9 till 5, Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Or you can give me a ring on 527529.
Well remembered.
And ask for Pat.
Yeah.
Or you can email me on pat.burley@learninglinks.co.uk.
Wow, well remembered. You've passed the test.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's fantastic to meet you and, again, to find out all the things that your organisation does. I'd heard of you, but maybe like so many people, it's only when you sit down and chat to someone that you really find out what they do, and it's so impressive, the range of work that you do.
Yeah, I think people tend to associate us because we've done a lot of job centre-based contracts,
yeah,
and people tend to associate us with that. They don't associate us with more the fun things like the, yeah, the junk to funk and yeah, what have you,
yeah,
which I really do need people to come on, so
okay,
give me a call.
Give it another plug then. So this is called Junk to Funk,
and it's for anybody who's not in employment, who is looking at maybe becoming self-employed. We're not saying you have to start your own business at the end of it. We're saying come along, have a bit of fun, drink tea, coffee, eat biscuits, meet other people who are looking at the same thing, and take the time to decide whether it's something you want to do.
Yeah.
If you do, we can point you in the right direction and point you to the support that's out there to help. If you don't, then you'll have just done a bit of craft work and met other people,
yeah,
so, and hopefully had, yeah, a bit of fun.
So it's a fun event in its own,
yeah,
right, so you could enjoy it for what it is.
That's right.
But along, yeah, the way, it might inspire you with an idea and say, yes, I could actually change my life, I could do this, I could start this new business.
Or it can be something you do in your spare time just to, yeah, keep you occupied.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, that sounds really interesting. Well, I hope you get some... what is it, a certain day of the week, just before I let you go?
It's going to be one day of the week. We haven't decided which day yet. It,
okay,
depends on...
Yeah.
The people who contact me will arrange a day to suit them.
Okay. Can't say further than that, can you?
No.
Okay. Thanks very much, Pat. Thanks for coming in. Lovely to meet you.
And you.
You're welcome. Have a safe drive home.
Thank you very much.